The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board took an initial vote Monday on a first for the state, hearing a commutation application from death row.
213, Julius Jones. Kelly Doyle?
Yes.
Larry Morris?
Yes.
Adam Luck?
Yes.
Alan McCall?
No, ma'am.
Passed to stage two.
Julius Jones was convicted of the murder of Edmond businessman Paul Howell in 2002, but has maintained his innocence, and a 2018 documentary has inspired several celebrities to support him. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater asked Pardon and Parole Board Chair Adam Luck to recuse himself over a 2019 retweet of Kim Kardashian talking about Jones' case. Luck on Monday declined to step away, saying he used that solely as an opportunity to explain the commutation process.
I believe the communication provided clarity on a process that is a first for the state of Oklahoma and is related to a specific case. By mentioning the communication in question, I ensured this explanation would reach the largest audience possible in that context on that platform.
If Luck had recused himself, it may have jeopardized Jones' application. Board rules count absences as no votes, and the board is currently short a member, meaning there's no tie-breaking vote. New information about the case has been made available to board members. Last week, Jones' legal team produced a letter and video from a man who served time in an Arkansas prison with Jones' co-defendant, Christopher Jordan. The man alleges Jordan confessed to murdering Howell. Pardon and Parole Board member Alan McCall, a retired judge, says it's appropriate for the board to have that information because they're not a court.
This is not a trial. It's not, you know, the jurors hear evidence for 2 weeks, 2 months, or whatever, and then a verdict is reached. The case goes on appeal. The appellate courts review it for sometimes 15, 16 years. We can't do something like that. We have to operate on a summary proceeding.
Jones' attorney, Dale Beige, commented on the parole board's decision Monday.
Pardon and Parole Board is giving serious consideration to Julius's claim of innocence, including the additional evidence that Chris Jordan confessed to the crime to a third person.
Jones' commutation request will now go through an in-depth review with a second hearing in June where he and his supporters can address the board. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter released a statement Monday saying he's disappointed in the three Pardon and Parole Board members who voted to advance Jones' application. Prater sent a letter to the board last week asking them to deny Jones' application. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.